That's really an exciting study. And of course, you know, Chris Willett did the study that a lot
of people.
Beautiful study. I'm sure that was a big part of your rationale to look at this when he looked at 5-FU plus bevacizumab. And he did a lot of interesting tissue studies. Are you guys going to do anything like that?
We are not as part of this trial. You know, the support for doing those kinds of things is very difficult to come by. We have tried with our pancreas trial to do some CT perfusion studies, trying to get a feel for what bevacizumab does to tumor perfusion. In some of our patients, it does appear that giving bevacizumab increases tumor perfusion. Many people would say, well, that's not what you want bevacizumab to be doing.
Or what you expect it to do, sort of.
Correct. What we think happens is that the smaller immature capillaries and the intratumoral interstitial pressure go down, and that some of the larger blood vessels open up. But these are more mature, normal-appearing blood vessels, and that initially tumor perfusion goes up. But that provides greater oxygen delivery to the tumor bed, and that in and of itself, we would think, is a radiation-sensitizing maneuver.
And I guess chemo also.
Correct. I mean, this is one of the reasons why Ellis has been a strong proponent of saying bevacizumab is not necessarily anti-angiogenic therapy. I think that is a component of its activity. But bevacizumab is anti-VEGF therapy. And what it's doing in terms of allowing delivery of chemotherapy or enhancing oxygenation of tumor to provide greater radiosensitization, these are all issues that are still being worked out. But it's really a pleomorphic action on tumor and tumor microenvironment that bevacizumab is providing.
And he's also talked about maybe that there's an initial phase where you have greater perfusion that's only short-lived. So there's a dynamic thing over time.
Exactly. You know, you wonder, well, when's your biggest bang for your buck? We know that adding bevacizumab to cytotoxic therapy usually increases the response rate to the cytotoxic therapy. But we also know that progression-free survival is prolonged. And typically when patients respond, they respond in the early going, and then they have a stable phase. And what bevacizumab, I believe, is doing, or other VEGF inhibitors probably work to do, is to inhibit angiogenesis, and you stretch out the durability of your cytotoxic regimen.